This is Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and if it wasn't for nerds, geeks, and trivia buffs, I'd have no friends. Next to me on stage are this week's Ask Me Another puzzle guys, John Chinesky.
Hi, Ophira. Hi, everybody. Hello, hello.
And Art Chung.
Hey, Ophira.
We'll hear more from them later on in the show, but right now, please put your hands together for our one-man Ask Me Another band, Mr. Jonathan Colton.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
And joining me on stage right now are our first two contestants. Let's clap for Nadia Nelson and Melanie Bauer. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
I understand that you worked as a historian at the Museum of the City of New York.
That is true.
That sounds fascinating.
It was an interesting job. I worked there for about 7 years running the research department.
Okay, so any fact about New York that I should know that I probably don't?
One of my favorite stories about New York has to do with Staten Island.
Yeah?
One of the questions I often got was, what's up with Staten Island? A lot of people...
Just why?
A lot of
why
people
Staten
didn't...
Why Staten Island?
Why? Yeah. And Staten Island actually tried to secede from New York City in the early 1990s.
Yeah.
And basically what saved Staten Island and kept it part of this wonderful city is Giuliani made the ferry free.
Oh, fascinating. Welcome. Thank you so much for being a contestant. And hello, Nadia.
Hi.
Now, I understand you're on vacation.
I am.
This is an amazing thing to do on vacation.
Yes, it is. And no one knows that I'm actually on this show.
I mean, all the people back home in Australia.
Yes, back in Australia.
But you're a big traveler, obviously.
My husband is American. He's Alaska. Yes.
He's from Alaska.
He's from Alaska. We were pen pals when we were teenagers.
Oh, my God.
I get the sympathy vote. And we did it the hard way. No internet. None of this internet garbage. Stamps. Postbox.
Yeah.
Wait.
Right.
Wait.
It builds the romance.
Letter. $5 a minute to call on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but you have to get together because you've invested so much time and money by the
Absolutely.
End of it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there was really no choice.
Fantastic. Well, we have a fantastic puzzle to start off the show. Jonathan, why don't you explain what we're doing?
Yes, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to get into my Wayback Machine and take a ride way, way back to the year 1998. It was a magical time. Two crazy Stanford students founded a new company named Google. Heard of it? Film audiences flocked to see Saving Private Ryan, and the airwaves were filled with this song.
I remember that song. That is Flagpole Sitta by the band Harvey Danger.
That's right, with a title designed to make you sound as white as possible. So what we've done for this game is, for no particular reason, we've rewritten the lyrics to Flagpole Sitta to be about various countries around the world. Seemed like a good idea at the time. So, contestants, your job is to tell us what countries we're talking about. So, Ophira, let's do this example for them. Are you ready?
I am.
I was tired, I was climbing up the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Buongiorno to my friend Lisa. She wants us to go to Napoli.
Yes, Lisa wants you to go to Italy, I believe.
That
the
is
answer
correct.
Is Italy.
Italy, yes.
Leaning Tower of Pisa, Napoli. Okay, I get how this game works.
Okay, so...
We've taken one song and rewritten it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
For no reason at all.
I like it.
It was a perfectly good song. So contestants, ring in when I finish playing. Whoever gets more questions right will move on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
I was hungry, I had waffles, I was eating next to a walloon. Or maybe a Flemish baboon. The chef said he was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Nadia.
Belgium.
Belgium is correct. Walloons. Those are those French people.
Walloons and baboons.
Walloons and baboons. Delightful. And a delightful language. So many great things.
We're also going to say nice things about each country after each clue.
Yes.
Hangovers have memories. Mine can't forget that weekend in Phuket. I bought an aspirin and took it. And hopped aboard the train heading to BKK. That's Bangkok's airport code.
Nadia.
Thailand.
Thailand.
I'm not Sikh, but I still dwell in Bangalore. Some more cowbell.
That would be India?
That's right, Melanie. I just get really excited when you're playing this song because it sounds really good.
It's a fun song. Again, no reason at all to put these clues in this song.
It's about flags.
It's about flags. I guess that's what it is.
Flags.
Flag
countries.
Oh, flagpole city. Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. This wasn't just an arbitrary thing.
Wasn't it art?
Been around the world and found that all the Arctic Circle is freezing. Especially right next to Sweden. Thank God for saunas in Helsinki. Helsinki.
Nadia.
Finland.
Finland is correct. I love that you both had a pause. You were like, heard Helsinki, and I saw both of your heads kind of go to the side. Like, I'm processing that information, but not sure what to do with it yet.
Fly me into Budapest for free, and then I'll probably proclaim, you demand gouache ain't lame. Let's celebrate Liszt, Rubik's Cube, and Zsa Zsa and the Danube.
I believe that was Melanie.
That would be Hungary?
Hungary is correct. Who knew? Rubik's Cube, Hungary.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Rubik's
yeah.
Cube.
Yeah, that's...
Who knew?
Now you know why it's called Rubik's. Know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I'm learning.
Learning a lot tonight. Here comes the chorus.
I'm not down with Juan Perón, so I'll go read Borges alone.
Melanie, you knew it from the first line. I saw that look on your face like, ha, ha, ha.
Argentina?
Argentina.
I fear we're all tied up.
We're all tied up.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Ooh. Since Melanie's focus is on City of New York. Yeah.
All right.
I want to catch kiwi with Opera Dame Kiri. I want to see some hobbits. Peter Jackson set them free.
Nadia.
Did I jump the gun there a little, though?
Listen, there's a.
If I don't get this right,
you're playing Aussie rules.
I won't be allowed back in the Southern Hemisphere. It would be New Zealand.
New Zealand.
You know, I had four more lines to sing, but I didn't want to insult you by singing them.
Amadeus, Amadeus, everybody's listening to Falco. Do I care to waltz? Hell no. Field to sunrise on a walk with Ethan Hawke.
Nadia.
Austria.
Austria. Yeah. That's where you walk with Ethan Hawke. All right, just by a slight advantage, Nadia, our visitor from afar, has won this round. You'll be moving on to our final Ask Me One More at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Melanie. Let's give Melanie a hand for being a fantastic contestant.